Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Like the rest of us. His name is Jesus. He came to free us from chains that bind and troubled minds and all kinds of addictions and afflictions. But we must first be in submission unto God. He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him first, keep him first. He loved us first. So if God be for you, who can be against you? He is that incorruptible seed, and whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. Don't you wanna be free?
I wanna be free.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome to this week's Seeds of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, Amen. Pastor Gatti. So we give God praise, we give God glory and honor. Truly, God is amazing. And we have this opportunity. We know Jesus is the one who sets us free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Jesus is our example. He is our teacher, our leader, our Lord, and our everything. We go to the scripture, we find his encouragement to us. The disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray in the scripture. And he's given a prayer to us that's been throughout generations. And the Our Father prayer that's in the scripture, you know, God teaching us first to recognize God as our Father in heaven, hallowing his name. His name's holy. His kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, to give us this day our daily bread, and to forgive our sins, our debts, as we forgive those, our debtors, and those who sin against us, and to lead us not to temptation, deliver us from the evil one. And Jesus taught us all this, amen, so that we would have a model of prayer. And we just praise God, amen, that we are here again, once again, and offering up praise unto our God. We know prayers avail us much. Glory be to God. And prayer is how changes how prayer happens. It's what prayer is. So when there's change in our lives, change in our hearts, and our little ones, it's because of prayer. And so glory be unto God. Amen. So let us pray. Glory unto his name. Hallelujah. So our scripture was coming from Matthew 6 on this week. And when Jesus talked the Our Father prayer, and started from verse 5 all the way down to 15. And those are scriptures that we can definitely look to for our encouragement and our strength. Amen. Father God, we just give you praise, God. We just give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for today. We thank you, God, that you modeled prayer for us, Jesus, and God, that you sent your only Son, that he is our intercessor. He's the Lord of our lives and the Savior of us and the whole world. God, we thank you that we have forgiveness of sins. Our sins are removed as far as east is from the west. And God, we have such a great calling. We have such a great, awesome responsibility in prayer. And it need not be neglected, because prayer is so, amen, phenomenal. It's marvelous. It's wonderful, because you are all of that and above. More than our dictionary, words in our dictionary can describe you. Oh, God, you're wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you, God. We can come to your throne of grace and mercy and receive from you. Receive forgiveness. Receive grace. Receive mercy. Receive strength. Receive, God, your holiness, your power, and everything that we need, God, your hope, your joy. We trust you, Lord God, to lead us and guide us. God, we come praying and lifting up the saints of God, the body of Christ. God, we are watching and waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ to return, full of your power, your spirit, your courage, your boldness. God, in the harvest fields, just being laborers, being workers for you, planting seeds, watering seeds. You're the one that makes the seeds grow. You're the one who gives the increase. You're the one, Father God, causing many souls to come into Christ and putting on your hearts of the people, Lord God, that this gospel must be preached to all nations, and then the end shall come. Hallelujah, glory to your name. And I lift up ministries that are ministering according to your word, ministering to the widows, the orphans, the fatherless, the poor, God, such as Gospel of Asia and Grace Point Ministries in Kenya, Africa, God, the many are church planting all over, Father God, facing all types of dangers and persecution. But God, glory to you that you rescue us from all harm, from all evil, in the name of Jesus. We praise your holy name. You give great deliverances, and we are grateful and we are thankful. Hallelujah to your name. And so, God, as we move forward, God, as we are moving forward in you, you give us, God, your anointing to do great and mighty things for you. Greater things you said that we would do. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, we lift up children and youth, Father God, as you call them, Father God, to be leaders. You said a little child shall lead them, and little children leading parents, grandparents, and other adults, and their peers and siblings. God, we thank you, Father God, for a great, mighty move amongst the children and youth. provision for them of leadership, provision for them guidance and in God and knowledge and understanding. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you. You're doing such great wonders among us. Hallelujah, God. Such great miracles. Your right hand is done mighty things. You have done mighty things, God. Hallelujah to you, God. Thank you, Father God, for you are wonderful. God, we praise you for healing, God, healing those who need healing in their bodies, mind, bodies, and souls, their spirits, and God, emotionally, mental healing, God. You are a healer. By the wounds of Jesus, we're healed. You heal cancer. You heal heart disease. You heal mental illness. You heal emotional distress, anxiety. You, God, hallelujah, are great and mighty in healing your people. Oh, thank you, Father God, Jesus. Heal us and we're healed. Save us and we're safe, and you are praised. God, if you bring, because you draw over Jireh, such great provision of all we need. You, according to your riches and glory, you supply all our needs. And we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Lord, we thank you for supernatural protection, safety, travel over your people, God, and all those families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up our leadership, God, of this United States, President Barack Obama, and we lift up this election coming up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are in strong need of you to interfere, to intervene, oh, God, and our next leader, of course, would be one of your choosing. And, God, we just ask for your divine intervention in the name of Jesus. So, God, we glorify you. We say hallelujah to you, God. Hallelujah to your son, Jesus, the Lamb of God. Amen. And we worship you. We bow down. No, just thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we glorify you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we lift up the persecuted church, God, those who are suffering and persevering and persisting, God, in the gospel and their faith. Oh, God, they are endured. They have patience and endurance because you're in giving it to them. You've given them an encouragement. And we thank you, Lord God, that you supply that need in the name of Jesus. God, we look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. You're great. You're wonderful. You're mighty. Oh, God, we look to you because you are the one who strengthens us for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. The promise, God, the promise of the last great revival. We are in expectation of it. God, you prepare hearts. You prepare the fallow ground, broken up the fallow ground of hearts. Amen. A heart of stone being made a heart of flesh. And God, many hearts are being able, ready to receive, God, from you. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you for this great move of souls into the kingdom of God. Our families, our friends, our enemies, God, our communities. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we worship you. We bow down and magnify your holy name, God. We thank you so much, Lord God, as you move in our hearts, as we go from glory to glory, faith to faith. God, we stand, God, in your power, your might. I have our full armor, God, on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, able to protect us from the fiery darts and enemy, and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. And always go about the truth, and our feet shall with the preparation, God, for peace and love. God, we give you praise all today, in Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Amen, and give them praise, saints, God, saints of God. We thank God for you. Join us and agreeing with us in prayer. So important. Amen. We move forward into this season. And join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word. Amen. Have a blessed and awesome Tuesday. Glory be to God.
Where I stand, can't get no help from another.